Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, and today we're reading from the book of Philippians chapter 2 verses 12 and 13 in the New Living Translation. It says this: Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I'm away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Mind if I pray for you? What beautiful words these are. Hard to live up to, Jesus. Help us to live this way, to show the results of our salvation. Not that we're working hard and striving necessarily, but we're using the strength that you give us to obey you with that deep reverence and fear. And Lord, I just know that that's one thing that I have lacked. And so help me to have that deep reverence and that deep fear. And again, this is the kind of thing that is not popular these days. We just wanna see you as our happy best friend, but we don't think about how great and how powerful and how amazing you are. But your word promises to us today that you are working in us and that you give us the desire and the power to do what pleases you. And so would you just rain that down on us today in waves and waves crashing over us of this desire to do what pleases you. I pray for that. I pray for that for the listeners today, that you would work in them and you would reassure them that you are working in them. So many times we can get discouraged and think, oh, God's not using me. He's not speaking to me. He's not accomplishing His plans through me. But Lord, your promise is that if we have the Spirit within us, He is working for His good pleasure within us. And that can happen every day. It can happen in this moment. And it can start the moment we decide to surrender. The moment we decide to lay down and say, I cannot do this anymore. I need your help. I am not doing a great job of being a Christian person. I'm not obeying well. I'm often selfish. I want to have my own kingdom. Please forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for living for me. Forgive me for building things for myself and not for others and not for your kingdom. Forgive me for trying so hard and then failing and then trying so hard and then failing and then trying so hard and then failing. Instead of me trying to conjure up the things to do in my heart, I pray that you would forgive me for striving and that you would empower me to want to work for you, to do what pleases you. Burning out does not please you. Running ragged does not please you. Trying to do everything in our own strength certainly does not please you. What pleases you is our faith. And faith is trusting that you do what you're going to do, you say you're going to do. And so, Lord, help us to have that kind of belief today, that the whole world revolves not around us, but that the world keeps spinning even after we go to sleep tonight, that you still hold it all in your hands, that you still are orchestrating your plans and your glory on this earth without our help. So this is what you do. You run the world just fine without us. And so we repent of trying to figure it all out, trying to make it work, trying to finagle things. Instead, we just surrender afresh. And we ask that you would work in us, giving us the desire and the power to do what pleases you. No more discouragement, Lord. I just pray for those who are discouraged in their relationship with you today, that you would just breathe peace and encouragement. Where there's turmoil, I pray for a positive word you would speak over them, that you see them, that you hear them, that you have not forsaken them, that you have not forgotten them, that you are an available God who is there to help them to do what pleases you. So we just love you. I just love you. I need you. I surrender afresh in this moment to you. And thank you so much that when we obey you and when we revere you, it makes you smile. And so we just finish this prayer, Jesus, by saying, Help us today to live in such a way that makes you smile. And I pray all this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are overwhelmed by life, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is listening, my dear friend.